So how about something a little more suited to summer weather then? Jane is here with our word of the month, and that word is tapas.
Word of the month.
The word tapas is derived from the Spanish verb tapar, to cover, and the original tapas were thin slices of bread or meat which sherry drinkers in Andalusian taverns used to cover their glasses between sips, and this was a practical measure to prevent flies from hovering over the sherry. The meat used to cover the sherry was ham or chorizo, which was salty and activated thirst. Bartenders and restaurant owners began to create more snacks to serve with sherry, increasing their alcohol sales. Tapas have evolved through history by incorporating new ingredients. Most of the Iberian Peninsula was invaded by Romans, who introduced more cultivation of the olive following their invasion of Spain in 202 BC. And the discovery of the New World brought the introduction of tomatoes, sweet and chili peppers, maize and potatoes, which were easily grown in Spain's microclimate. It has been claimed that tapas originated in the south of Spain during the Inquisition as a means of identifying Jews who'd converted to Christianity. Since tapas consist in part of ham or other non-kosher foodstuffs, the reluctance of them to eat whatever was offered could be taken as an admission that they'd not abandoned their Jewish faith. There are many tapas competitions, but there's only one national competition, celebrated annually in the month of November. In Spain, dinner is served between 9 and 11 p.m., leaving time between work and dinner. Therefore, Spaniards go bar hopping and eat tapas in the time between finishing work and having dinner. And since lunch is served between 1 and 4, another time for tapas is weekends at noon as a means of socialising before proper lunch at home.
Well, if that brings back memories of summer holidays, that's no bad thing. And holidays do seem a thing of the past at the moment for most of us, unfortunately.